Now dictation four. Jane, J-A-N-E, Large, L-A-R-G-E, March 2, 33, Dr. Sarvepalli, Masonic Home, 466-3008. Dear Dr. Sarvepalli, follow-up for Jane, advanced renal failure, CHF hypertension, last visit April, uses a walker, weight loss, poor appetite, two small meals, denies vomiting, dysphagia, diarrhea, bleeding, denies infection in the urine, cloudiness, or blood or incontinence, stable edema, compressing stockings, no ulcers, chronic dyspnea, no purulent material hemoptysis, no oxygen CPAP machine, no gross orthopnea, chronic tremors, review system done, medication list review, metoprolol, Bumex potassium, anticoagulated with Xarelto. Way down to 126, blood pressure by nurse 133.73, few coarse rales on the basis, otherwise clear, increases 1:2, atrial fibrillation, no pericardial rap, no ascites, 2 plus edema bilateral, looks frail, some degree of muscle wasting, diffuse tremors probably more on the left. Next paragraph, chemistry, October creatinine 1.46, which is baseline, anemia 12.1, normal electrolyte acid base, normal albumin calcium, prior phosphorus not elevated. Next paragraph, assessment and plan. TKD, stage 3B with a GFR of 34, stable over time, no progression, no symptoms, no dialysis. Anemia has not required EPO treatment. No need to change diet for potassium or bicarbonate. Present potassium replacement diuretics are appropriate. Anticoagulation without bleeding. No need for phosphorus binders. Has moderate pulmonary hypertension. Has preserved ejection fraction. Continue present regimen and chemistries in a regular basis. Plan to see her back in 6 months.